And that's Canada, boys.
At the count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
You are listening to...
Spit in your ear.
On CD.
And this is IED.
R.
101.9 FM.
Can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for. And I don't know how it happened, we both abandoned reason we used to believe. Was it love that we shared when we easily cared? Now it's impossible to conceive. I don't know who can see if you've ever learned how to let someone in. Well, I've tried to come find you, but I just don't know where to begin. If you've ever been open, there's no way of knowing with the way that knowing you has been. Was it always so broken? If these thoughts were spoken, would it bring us together again? I can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for. Well, I can't be the one to keep holding you back. If there's something you're missing, then go right ahead. I'll be long gone. Thanks for the songs, 'cause it's time to
college town. Half-finished books just lying around, and some melatonin on my tongue. Just wanna sit here and watch something dumb. It's how you killed the day, living in a place like this. I severed all my ties with all the stupid things that went wrong in my life, and I took a trip with some friends. Somebody joked, that's how America ends. Well, it's how you killed the day, living in a time like this. Melody put on a show. I promised her I'd go. Everyone talked through her songs. It's how you killed the day, living out a life like this.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, delayed intro, delayed welcome. We are spit in your ear here at CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Lana, and today I am joined by
Juliet,
Jack,
Natalie,
Kiana.
Why is everyone so unsure about their own names? Are we having an identity crisis?
Always.
So let's unpack that. You just heard Angel, All the Good Times by Angel Olsen, a fresh, brand new single, just in time for this yearning, uncertain period, followed by... The period in question, followed by Melatonin 5G by Apollo Ghosts. Be sure to check out their new album, Pink Tiger. It came out just a couple of weeks ago, I believe. And it's a great, nostalgic, folkloric feel. Also local Vancouver artists, so no reason not to check them out. And lastly, you heard Rock Bottom by Kevin Morby. So I believe there's a new theme now. initially, we came with picks that have been in our really heavy rotation this last week. Just to give you all a little cheeky insight into what your beloved spit in your ear listens to behind closed doors. And I think that the theme so far is proving to be quite concerning. So let's unpack this. As Angel Olsen was playing, we were talking about yearning. And I don't know, should we talk more about it?
We can talk about yearning. Well, I brought up yearning because I realized when like my song picks for today's episode are brought up that they're all...
Yearncore.
Yeah, yearncore is, I think, a great word for it. And I think that's par for the course for me, because I would say that I spend like 50% of my day yearning. I'm not in school anymore, so I have all this energy, this mental energy to put towards something. And like, I'm not in love, so it's going to yearning all the time. And the music that I listened to, particularly this week, reflected that in like a very embarrassing way. Actually, I not only did I follow the theme for the week, but I also like created the new one.
So it's pretty.
Yearning is a very powerful force.
It is very powerful.
It's very powerful.
Innovative force.
It does a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you for yearning.
Oh my God, you're welcome. Always, I will be here all week.
Mondays 9 to 5.
You can ask.
How would you define yearning?
Juliet. I think that, okay, this is super exciting. I think that I am somebody who is predisposed to like unrequited love, so I think I equate yearning to that. Like you want the person and the person is not available to you, and to me that is conducive to yearning.
Always want what you can't have.
You always do, if you have an avoidant attachment style, which I do. Therapy Hour, Plug, Holly, and Violet.
Is this a crossover?
It's a crossover episode. Woo! But yeah, so that's why all of my music is like mournful lesbians, pretty much. Or like, whatever.
When they ask you if you listen to Girl in Red.
That's by Erasure, actually. But yeah, does anyone else have thoughts on yearning?
What's your definition of yearning? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
That's okay. yearning, just that endless longing for something. Maybe you don't actually act on it necessarily, but it's always just in the back of your mind.
That's what's so nice about it. It's the torture, right?
The slow burn.
Masochism. The slow burn, masochism, self-destruction.
One guy in my psych class, we were just talking about like
pleasure systems, but like not in like just like in the psychology way where it's like, oh, dopamine, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, so what about masochism? Like, say, for example, me. And I was like, whoa. So he just really wanted to get that out there. That was a great moment of, and like, this was during online classes. So I was like muted, camera off, like in my kitchen. And I started like yelling for my roommate to come over and watch it. Anyway, sorry.
No,
I hope they texted him back. Kind of related
to what that guy said. I was gonna say, like, yearning is like, you kind of become like obsessed, like subconsciously like attached and obsessed to like those thoughts, which is like really sad. But that's what music is for.
Creating the idealized versions.
You're like, distract.
Because I feel like whatever, I'm still not convinced on what my attachment style is, but like, I feel like for me, I'm like,
you don't need to put a label on it.
You don't need to put yourself in boxes, babe. Anyways,
the box in question.
Fat to fit in a box. My Joker origin story is too fat. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't relate and relate. The part I don't relate to is like
nuance.
I'm not a chaser, and I'm like, if someone, like, I'm gonna need you to be obsessed with me first.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, make me think you're obsessed with me. And then, okay, maybe I might, may or may not be interested. but the thing that I really feel the yearning, like, you're looking for something and that thing isn't there, but you want it to be there so bad that, like, oh, the pattern of creating an imaginary version of someone in your head that doesn't exist. Dangerous cycle. But I really felt that one because I don't know, sometimes the
inevitable
person, like the kind of thing you're looking for is just not there, but you want it to be so bad.
It's not there. And also when you're close, when you're so close, you're like, okay, what now?
Yeah,
totally. No, but then you edging. Don't
want edging.
It
you don't I mean, want it anymore. Okay, Lacanian analysis.
The obsession is with yearning and not with actually acquiring the thing.
Exactly.
Totally. I feel that. It feels a lot safer also in a lot of ways. But I think something that's really, I think, like, validating about music, like all of my picks today, are that it's like, oh, it normalizes it. I'm not the only person who yearns.
Yeah.
People make careers out of it. People are just like, look at how obsessed I am.
You made
it's
a career
totally
out
fine.
Of it today by coining a new theme.
Nobody
admits
well. The
I just
on.
I
give me
that,
a raise.
I decoded your life for you. Like now you know what to do.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave
that's
you
great.
All of the answers.
I no longer
yearn for direction. I have it. I've been given it. Thank you, Lana.
You're so welcome. I just handed it to you like that. It's crazy.
On a silver spoon.
On a silver spoon? Okay, dainty. I was going to say platter.
Oh, platter.
But
on a silver shovel.
On a Fisher Price shovel.
Like one of those, like, I don't know what those machines are called. The ones that. Lawnmowers.
Like a digger?
Like the ones that, yeah, diggers, but like, isn't there like a bigger name for them?
A bigger name?
Bigger digger.
Yeah! Bigger digger. The bigger digger.
The Fisher Price bigger digger.
Each all separately.
Just dropped.
This ad is crazy.
My life an ad.
Music.
Yeah, music. Okay.
Give the people what they want.
Next, let's continue. I don't think we're ready to lighten the mood yet. So let's mourn. Let's bring this whole yearning thing to a close. Here is Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis.
The clock is gonna turn back soon. The season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time. My room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming. Short days to feel real and fast. Sweaters for my heart safekeeping. For my soul's heaving through the cold of winter to last. clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go. No, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches. Little chocolate bars are for little kids. I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down. No, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. The clock tick-tocks and I walk alone like I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
Unladylike Ho presents Bad Eggs, a film following the lives of Greek gods Persephone, Hades, and Eve, who have been plucked away from their myths and placed in the modern world. The film is available online from March 16th to 27th, with an in-person premiere on March 13th, 7 p.m. at the Norman Rothstein Theater. Be sure to be there.
You ever feel like the thunder?
Hello, welcome back. You just heard Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis, followed by A Greater Love by Eve Toomer. We just spent a good 20 seconds debating the pronunciation of Eve Toomer, but I stand by it. It's Eve.
Eve's.
If anyone wants to dispute that, feel free to tune in. I mean, feel free to call
in.
Feel free to tune in as well, also. And CITR 11.9 FM.
Yeah,
if you're listening, if you're listening, tune in.
Yeah, if you're listening, tune in. Don't be shy. Yeah.
Yearning. And hot women. Is
more yearning for hot women.
Yearning for...
for other...
Exactly. Women yearning.
So true.
The thesis statement is hot girls should be allowed to yearn because these representations of girl bosses and, like, superwomen and, like, oh, wow, strong woman, they're, like, never allowed to yearn. And it's, like, just because it's, like, the woman is a main character and super strong and independent doesn't mean they're not allowed
to, like, want love. The commodification of women in a neoliberal economy.
Connection and, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And we shouldn't feel ashamed to do so, and that is why
it's okay to have emotion.
Yes, and music gives you an opportunity to connect with other femmes who feel that way.
Yes.
Yearning.
Or when people do yearn, like, one time, and if it is someone who is
one yearning,
that's
like, you've reached your limit. That's enough yearning for today.
But, like, when you do, if it's someone who's, like, considered, like, a woman, like, considered to be, like, too emotional, if you do one yearn, then that's, like, too much. And that thing may always be brought up through time and time again. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, even if you are being, like, a girl boss, whatever. But if it's normalized.
Girl bosses are allowed to yearn.
How I just, like, use that, like, actually use that. But,
Destigmatize yearning.
But I guess if, like, if it's.
When women yearn, it, like, reinforces the stereotype of women being emotional.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
But that's, like, a societal thing. Where
totally.
It's, like, if that was just, like, a
normalized.
Normal thing for everyone to just have emotions.
Mm. Totally.
As we do. Then it wouldn't be such a, like, blown out of proportion, like, statement. Yeah.
If we normalized yearning, as we're trying to do right here, right now, and spit in your ear.
We're trying so hard. Cooking up some
men are allowed
yearning.
To yearn. Non-binary people
are
allowed
to yearn.
Allowed
in
to
a
yearn.
Way that is not just horny.
Yes.
I feel like I
well,
should
I
encourage
yearning,
that one.
I think yearning is emotional. More, yeah. To me, yearning is the emotional part of of yearning.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with
you
that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think yearning is, like, yeah, yearning is the emotional side of desire, I think.
Interesting. I feel like horny can play a role.
To me,
yearning.
Yeah, like, to me, that's more the lust side of it. I don't know. To me, that's what yearning is. It's very emotional, and it's more holistic. No, but you know what I
liberal
mean.
I never thought of that distinction, but I think you're totally right. I think for me, the yearning is the more, like, emotional aspect
it's like,
of it.
Yeah,
versus,
craving
like, being
intimacy
horny
versus
is the more lustful
yeah,
part.
Yeah, exactly.
It. And they can go hand in hand, and there can be a lot of overlap. But yearning is more about
it's more a wholesome, intimate desire. Desire for real connection, I think, is what yearning is.
Yeah.
A real profound. Which is something we will eventually
tune in next time.
Tune in.
We will eventually. We're trying so hard. unpack this right now.
We're going to solve yearning in 20 minutes.
We're going to solve strat plan. I'm going to develop a girl boss strat
action plan.
Yeah.
10-year plan for yearning.
10-year Anyway, enough about yearning this time. I'm going to play back to the initial intention of what's in your heavy rotation this week. I'm going to play a little song called Sylph by Cuckoo Chloe and Kablam, because that has actually, I was saying at the beginning of the episode how I was fully lying with some of my picks, because a lot of my really heavy rotation songs right now are actually explicit and I will not play them. It is 6 p.m. It is too early for this. So this one is, it's pretty instrumental, I would say. But I'll leave you all to decide that for yourselves. Sorry if I scare you with it, but I've just been listening to it on repeat. So imagine yourself in a forest rave. Lights are flickering and it's dark.
You're staring at the leaves.
See, I am yearning for a forest rave experience right now. Yearning doesn't have to be social. I mean, no.
Personal.
No. Anthropogenic. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Here is Sylph by Cuckoo Chloe.
Thank you. Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
and serenity.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Welcome back. Oh, did you want to say something, Kiana?
No, teacher.
Caught off guard. So you just heard a lot. You just heard Sylph by Cuckoo Chloe, followed by L-O-V-E by Blue Hawaii, followed by Ginseng Love by Wendell Harrison, followed by Pink Eye by Vancouver's finest, Black Pontiac, followed by Look by Doss. I mean, I was really trying to lighten up the mood there. I thought we strayed away from the yearning theme. I thought we moved on, but y'all want to keep bringing those picks in.
Some of y'all.
But yeah, any final thoughts, queries?
Final queers.
Final yearnings. We were laughing about Kiana was like, I'm in my, what did you say? Like your yearning.
You said major.
Kiana was talking about her yearning, and then Juliet said, this is only your second yearning.
No, I think that was...
That was Jack. Was
Juliet, and then I said
that this is crazy.
Third yearn standing. Everything else was everything.
Third yearn standing.
That was the best for me. That was the best.
Comment down below, what standing are you in?
What yearn are you in?
What yearn standing?
What's yearn standing? Anyway,
Yeah, what are your yearn standings? Quick count. I've got to be on like yearn 20.
Yeah. I'm in my PhD. I'm in my post dissertation.
Yearns, I think I am in third yearn standing.
Yeah.
Actually. Ew.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, levels wise or like quantity?
Quantity.
Damn.
Oh, wait, what?
Inexperienced yearner.
Yeah, each year of university I had a different yearn.
I'm a transfer.
Annual election.
Annual election for the new the new object of yearning.
Happy new yearn. Okay, that's enough yearning for today. Hope you enjoyed our very joyful, uplifting, very hopeful atmospheric tracks. Yeah, that's what we're listening to behind closed curtains. Super cheeky, super exclusive insight. And we will end it with always Archie Marry Me.
You expressed